Sunday afternoon. Welcome to this edition, August 14th, 22, of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in early today here. Watching a wee bit of football and taking it easy, and I spent my whole day on Saturday watching South Park. And the concert was pretty good indeed, too. Boy, that was nice. Primus was jamming. Along with the Wings and Rush. It was put together pretty good. And a lot of cussing. So you kids, better not tell your parents that you watched it. Or you snuck and watched it. And they would not approve of what I saw on the TV. Okay. Let me get along with some sports news. I killed a good minute on that there. Let's talk sports, okay? Let's do that. Okay. The Detroit Tigers lose another one to the Chicago White Sox. The score 5-3. They have not won a game since they got rid of the general manager. We'll talk about that more in a wee bit here. Detroit Tigers, if you did not know, the Tigers transferred left-handed pitcher Terrell Skrubel to the 15-day disabled list to the 60-day injury list. That means he is gone for the season. He has left arm fatigue. They're not going to mess with him anymore. He is done for the season. And what can you say about the Detroit pitching staff? Seems like everybody's going down, 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 down. So much the Tigers have to do, not only general manager and managers. They got to do something about the staff of the medical people. And I'm not saying the trainers and whatnot are responsible, but they got to have a better insight of what they have and how to use it. And I've always been an opponent on this. I don't know why baseball sometimes change the way it do as far as ways of a pitcher being there. Once upon a time, a pitcher, if they didn't go to 9 innings or the complete game, that was kind of a failure to that particular pitcher. But nowadays here, pitchers go 5 innings, 6 innings. And the only thing you can only say about that, are these pitchers in shape to do what they, you know, they're trained to do, and that's get people out and go to game and support their team. Tigers have not, maybe that's not in their liking there. But again, a lot of changes have to be made with the Tigers and how they do things, what they're doing, and most importantly, how they're hurting the home team who support them religiously every single year. And for the last 7, they have failed them. Period. And the owner, Mr. Illich, has to get off the duff and really analyze, number one, himself for letting this go this long here. And then from that point on, look at the things that are going wrong. And again, one of the things I point out, and I don't mean no harm, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the one thing I point out is, besides all the players we have gotten rid of, and J.D. Martinez, and the list goes on and on and on. Scherzer, and, whew, boy. I don't even want to go there because it upsets me to the core. If the Tigers got to do a better job of scouting in Michigan there. Eric Haas is one of the better players on the team. I don't care what kind of year he had. He was, to me, he has been mistreated tremendously for someone who came in last year and did what he did when it was not expected for him to do that. And his reward toward being one of the better Tigers the year before is to sit on the bench and play backup. You go out and pay more money for another catcher. Stupidity at its finest here. And it doesn't show any type of loyalty either. Then you want to know why the Tiger players have the attitudes, maybe, deep down in their mental, that they're not putting a lot of effort into these games, not hitting, not pitching. Now everything just falls into pieces. And I guess the players know it. So they report, they do their job to the best of their ability, which is not counting on a fart. And it's gone downhill. Let it go. Next up for the Tigers, they got a doubleheader with the Cleveland Guardians on Monday, which is tomorrow. They don't have time. Pack your bags and move on. Okay. Let us move on. Rookie quarterback Desmond Ridder, who is a backup. Mariota is the starting quarterback for Atlanta there. Who does? Dog, he was very good here, indeed, I might say. But also, Jared Goff was very good for the Detroit Lions on his return to the field. And he went out there with his starting front line. As you know, you heard reports after the fact, he wasn't going to play. But he begged to get in the lineup and convinced his coach, Mr. Campbell, that he should be there. He wanted to be there, and he did. And he went on down the field for a reception of one drop pass. Everything seemed to go perfect. The running game, the passing game, the offensive line looked tremendously solid. And then you saw tight ends. You saw receivers. You saw running backs blocking for each other, knocking the crap out of people. I like what I saw. Again, the preseason tells me nothing. It tells me only one thing. There's a better effort put out by the Detroit Lions there. And although they lost, I was very happy to see that first end team come to play. Now, the defense, on the other hand, they got some work to do and a lot of work to do, per se, there. But I saw some improvements there. I saw some improvements in the cornerback standing right in front of the receiver, chucking them when they come off the line, making things very difficult for them to pass the ball, knocking off timing. And me being a receiver in my days, along with being a cornerback in my first days, it's nothing like messing up somebody's timing. Yeah, the Lions took a 23-20 lead on Riley Patterson's 28-yard field goal with a 5:57 to play. However, they forced Atlanta to three and out. And then, yes, Detroit quarterback David Blouse, threw a fumble, or fumbled the ball at his own 33 with 2 minutes left. And again, you can understand what went on there. But again, it's preseason. Nothing counts. Nothing goes. Nothing goes. Oh, boy. Joe Dumars have got a new job here. Hall of Fame player for the Detroit Pistons. The NBA final most valuable player and a championship executive. First black executive to lead a team to an NBA title. And now he takes up the post in the league's office as executive vice president, head of basketball operations there, Joe Dumars. Dumars will oversee the rules and officials alongside the discipline that be set down for a lot of these particular teams here, okay? He's going to do that. Now, he had 3 years with the Sacramento Kings as the chief strategy officer, by the way. Dumars had not left basketball after he left the Pistons. He was working with Sacramento. He's going to report to Byron Sprouls, president of league operations, on his first front-facing position since leaving the Pistons post in 2014. So he got a lot to do, but he is in charge of a lot of disciplinary actions in the NBA now. You don't get past Joe Dumars. You don't get past nobody. The number 6 will forever be retired in the NBA. The league and the NBA Players Association agreed permanently to retire Bill Russell's number 6 across the NBA for the first time. A player's number has been retired across the league. Now, there's one player who runs a number six, and that is LeBron James of, yes, the Los Angeles Lakers. And once he's done with his number six will be worn no more. No more! Adam Silver, as the commissioner said, he will move to ensure Russell's transcending career will always be recognized. That's what he said there. That's what he said. Speaking of football and preseason, and I didn't know this until it would just hit me in the face. Despite sitting around for all these key players being playing during preseason openings, the Ravens played the Tennessee Titans this past weekend there, and the Ravens won again. They extended their NFL record by winning their 21st straight preseason game. The score was 23-10, but don't count. The Ravens have not lost a preseason game since 2015. Can you believe it? And they're still good during the season. You know, everybody's talking about Lamar Jackson I'm talking about for the Ravens quarterback. Basically right now, he's negotiating for extension on his contract there. This is his last year on his present contract. After this year, if he doesn't sign one, he'll be a free agent. Where hopefully if he's not injured or anything, be able to contribute to a bigger contract. Indeed. And I tell you, the competition is stiff out there. I listen to him, and basically right now, he's not saying too much of anything there. He's entertaining the press who asks the questions, but hopefully they get it done. He is his own negotiator along with his mommy. So those are the ones who negotiating this contract. Almost nearing his return from a wrist fracture, San Diego Padres shortstop Fernando Tatis was suspended for 80 games Friday after testing positive for some performance-enhancing drug that I cannot pronounce or don't want to mistreat. The suspension is effective immediately, and there you have it on that. So close, so fine. I know he got a lot of people leaked off because San Diego went out there and got all those new players there that basically if they can't keep them, they're going to be gone in a heartbeat to get that big money. And they was counting on him to come on in and do his thing in center field. But that's, you can cancel that for about a year and some games. Good luck on that. You can do whatever you got to do now. The MSHAA, or the MHSAA, get that right here. The Michigan High School Athletic Association. I should have said that in the first place here. The fall season has started. Players are practicing. Football is getting wrapped up in about 2 more weeks. We'll get the goodies from that. But I'll let you know some of these important dates there. For girls tennis in Upper Peninsula, their finals are September 28th through October the 1st. Boys tennis in the Lower Peninsula, October 14th through the 15th. Girls, and these are finals, by the way. Girls Lower Peninsula golf, October 14th and 15th. Boys and girls cross country in the Upper Peninsula, October the 22nd for those two individuals in the Upper Peninsula, and cross country in the Lower Peninsula for the boys and the girls. They will end on the finals on November the 5th for both of them this year. Boys soccer, the finals is also on November the 5th. Girls swimming and diving, this for the Lower Peninsula, their finals is November 18th and 19th. Girls volleyball, the finals is on November the 19th. And 8-player football, the finals is 18th and 19th of November, along with boys 11 players football. Their finals is on November 25th and 26th at Ford Field. Those are the dates, important dates, that all these kids are fighting and playing for and getting it all in shape at this present time. I do remind you, go out there and support those kids. They can be doing a lot of things they got no business doing. But with your help and your support, they'll stay on the straight and narrow and a great balance of athletics as well as in the classroom. Okay? And stay safe, by the way. Stay safe. A lot of stuff is going around right now. But right now, they're opening the wings and kind of let things lie. But do be safe. Be cautious. Okay? Very good. I'm done with Butch on Sports on this particular Sunday. It will not be no game show. No game on Monday. Okay? It won't be on Monday. This Wednesday, by the way, boys and girls, I will not be on Butch on Sports. So you'll get me next Sunday. It's something... take care of some little relaxation here, getting myself together for another school year and another long sports season. So what better day to do it than this week? I can do some shopping, put some food in my house, clean up my house, wash my clothes. You get the stream, boys and girls. Okay, Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook here. And also, you can check out Butch on Sports on the homepage at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimplyButchToPodomatic.com. You can also go to GameSportsShow.podbean.com to see their slew of shows. Or to listen to their slew of shows along with Butch on Sports there. And again, I'll repeat myself to this time right now. We're not going to be on Monday, this upcoming Monday from 6 to 8 o'clock on the Game Sports Show. Further notice, I won't be on this Wednesday, but again, I have a clearance on that by next Sunday here. Boy, oh boy, what a week here. What a past week here. Hopefully that improves for us, our major sports teams in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, have a great beginning of the week, and I bid you goodbye until next Sunday.